Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for October 20th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Healthy Markets Association, of which MIAX and MGEX are members, weighed in on the spike situation yesterday with a letter to the SEC. The letter looks at the regulatory and legal morass that created the situation in which the SEC lost a lawsuit to the CBO over the way it approved the spike's futures for trading. The letter is 14 pages long, a good read, but I will get to the good part for you. The SEC and the CFTC need to do a better job of documenting their actions and no actions, as in no action letters. The SEC also needs to review all of the work MIAX, MGX, and an affiliate did while spikes were taking their first time out to come up with the documentation for a new bulletproof exemptive order, thus avoiding the CBO's accusation of the new order being arbitrary and capricious. The Financial Times reported the London Stock Exchange suffered an outage that curbed trading in hundreds of small-cap shares on Thursday. The FT also reported, quote, AI will never threaten humans, says top Meta scientist, unquote. The subheading is, artificial intelligence is still dumber than cats, says pioneer Jan LeCun, so worries over existential risks are, quote, premature, unquote. Unquote. Why do I think that Jan LeCun is going to be the first one the AI robots go after? Of course, if we take the FT editorial board's advice, maybe we can avoid provoking a financial crisis that would lead to the rise of AI robots. The story is titled, How to Prevent AI from Provoking the Next Financial Crisis, with the subtitle, New Systems Have Benefits for Markets, but Risks to Stability Must Be Managed. Sam Bankman-Fried tried to find a legal justification for diverting billions of dollars of customer funds to his private trading firm Alameda Research. The former FTX International Business General Counsel testified in court. Can Sun testified in court Thursday that Bankman-Fried asked for legal justifications, quote-unquote, that would explain why the missing customer funds were at Alameda, the Financial Times reported. The next day he quit. Bloomberg has an editorial today titled, How to Keep the Treasuries Market Functioning, with the subheading, Smooth Trading of U.S. Government Bonds is Too Important to Depend on a Handful of Banks. Four changes are overdue. There's a new reason to be cautious when hiring IT workers. According to the FBI, North Korea sent thousands of IT workers to work remotely with companies in St. Louis and other U.S. locations using false identities, the Associated Press reported. The worst part is that the IT workers sent the money that they earned back to North Korea, where it helped to fund North Korea's ballistic missile program. Bloomberg columnist Mark Gangloff wrote a column on October 18th making the argument that we should eat fewer cheeseburgers or tax them, or at least he outlined the impact that would have on climate change. The title of his column is quote, taxing cheeseburgers could help save the climate, unquote. And the sub-headline is, quote, New Zealand is the only country so far to take the leap on a sort of meat tax, placing a methane tax on farms that takes effect in 2025. It shouldn't be the last. JLN was not the only news organization that shot video at FIA Expo or that interviewed an Inventus executive. Finance Feed's editor-in-chief Nikolai Isayev interviewed Inventus CEO Travis Schwab for a story titled FIA Expo 2023, Inventus CEO Travis Schwab on Trade Surveillance, Crypto Demand Amid Bear Market. You could soon buy a fraction share of baseball great Mickey Mantle's boyhood home, which is being turned into a museum, for $7 a share, ESPN reports. Robinhood is looking for a director of risk for derivatives. 30 exchange CEOs, members of the United Nations Sustainable Stock Exchanges, UNSSE, in partnership with Principles for Responsible Investment, PRI, convened a meeting, Net Zero Finance, the Role of Financial Service Providers, at the UNCTAD World Investment Forum in Abu Dhabi this week. As part of the discussion of sustainable finance practices, UNSSE announced two ongoing initiatives. First, in partnership with the International Finance Corporation, IFC, the UNSSE launched the third annual Market Monitor on Gender Equality, which ranks markets around the world on the gender balance of listed companies' leadership. Second, the UNSSE formed an academic working group to enhance progress on Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. The working groups comprise 11 founding members from universities in Africa, Asia, Europe, and North America. North American members are Columbia University, University of Texas, Austin, and Northwestern University. You can learn more about the event and initiatives on UNSSE's website. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were Bitcoin ETF rumor had a silver lining and it's apparent in the crypto options market from CoinDesk. Powell signals Fed to stay on hold and keep future hike on table from Bloomberg. Japan to counter FX volatility with intervention, says official from Nikkei Asia. Subscribe to the JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. It's free and worth the read. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have our big announcement. John Lothian News launches Futures Discovery, new video series aimed at young audience. John Lothian News, home of the eponymous news organization founded by John Lothian and home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education, today launched Futures Discovery, a new video program sponsored by MyX. Watch Futures Discovery on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, A Different Way of Looking at the 1970s Period of High Inflation, Was Banking Regulation to Blame? There remains a lot of anxiety over whether inflation in the U.S. will gather steam all over again. Part of this worry stems from the fact that there were multiple bouts of inflation in the 1970s, which was the last time the U.S. had a serious inflation problem. So to understand whether our current environment bears similar risks to that of the 70s, it's important to understand what actually drove inflation during that period. On this episode, we speak with Itamar Dreschler, a finance professor at Penn's Wharton School. He argues that the banking regulation known as Reg Q impaired the transmission of monetary policy and resulted in a perverse dynamic in which key rates served to impair the supply side of the economy rather than cool the demand side. This transcript has been lightly edited for clarity. my comment. The brake was really the gas pedal? Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Chicago wins Fitch upgrade on strides made for economy. Debt. Chicago earned an upgrade from Fitch Ratings Thursday thanks to the city's improving economy, diminishing long-term debt burden. Fitch boosted the rating of the third largest U.S. city one notch to BBB+, up from BBB, and now three notches above junk, with a stable outlook. It's the second upgrade for Chicago from the rating company in the last 12 months as the financial picture for the city improves. Less than a year ago, the city also shed its loan junk rating from Moody's Investor Service. My comment, the new mayor gets a win. Here's a story from Business Insider. The headline, will Sam Bankman-Fried take the witness stand? It would be dangerous, but he has little to lose. Prosecutors are nearly done walloping Sam Bankman-Fried in court. They're scheduled to bring just one or two more witnesses in the case, which is playing out in a federal courtroom in downtown Manhattan. Defense attorneys have said they may not present any witnesses at all, but if they do, there's a good chance Bankman-Fried himself will take the witness stand. My comment. SBF was willing to get in front of cameras and spin the story, so why not do so under oath and try to persuade the jury that it was all so that he could give it all away in the end? Here's a story from the Sun-Times. LaSalle Street revamp threatened by Johnson's plan to declare record $434 million TIF surplus. City council members say during Wednesday budget hearing, assurances sought from city planners that developers now fronting huge costs for revamp can count on the city to be their partner. Mayor Brandon Johnson's plan to use a record tax increment financing surplus threatens to deprive developers of the subsidies they need to transform LaSalle Street office buildings into residential use. Downtown, city council members warned Wednesday. Alderpersons Bill Conway, the 34th, and Brendan Riley, the 42nd, sounded the alarm about the future of the city's LaSalle Street reimagined plan during Wednesday's budget hearing. My comment. The mayor is taking from the rich and giving to the poor, or the deficit in this case, so he does not have to raise taxes. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Scottish kilts will struggle to entice bond buyers. Scotland says it wants to raise debt in its own name. Investors will be hard to persuade. Scotland's First Minister Hamza Yousaf announced at his Scottish National Party's annual conference in Aberdeen this week that the devolved nation would look to issue its first ever bond before the end of his ruling coalition's term in 2026. The vagueness of the timeline is telling. This will likely prove a tough sell. My comment. What a great nickname for the new Scottish bonds. I'm somewhat afraid to look under the kilts, though, to see what backs them. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was a new options trading floor could be coming for Miami from the Wall Street Journal about MIAX. Second was CME Group's LinkedIn post congratulating Allison Zoller on winning the Women in Financial Markets WIFM Trailblazer Award. Zoller is the Senior Director of Technology Controls and Compliance for CME Group. Third was Hyde Park is the world's 19th coolest neighborhood from Crane Chicago Business. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, U.S. Clearinghouse DTCC buys Securency to deepen blockchain push. The purchase is DTCC's first acquisition in a decade. Tech could help Clearinghouse in tokenization projects. Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation agreed to buy startup Securency, Inc., part of the main U.S. stock market clearinghouse's drive to offer blockchain technology and services for functions like post-trade processing of tokenized assets. DTCC is paying about $50 million for Annapolis, Maryland-based Securency, said people with knowledge of the matter, asking not to be identified discussing private information. Securency's technology could allow DTCC to facilitate issuance of securities like exchange-traded funds on blockchain networks, DTCC Chief Executive Officer Frank LaSalle said. The deal, which is expected to close in the coming weeks, marks DTC's first acquisition since 2013 when it took over post-trade processing firm Amigo. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, U.S. weighs leaning on banks to curb hedge fund leverage trading. Officials floated bigger haircuts for some secured borrowing. Lenders could also have to collect more data on exposures. Top U.S. regulators are zeroing in on dangers posed by highly leveraged hedge fund trades and considering options to rein in risks to the broader financial system. Regulators are especially concerned about the growth of one strategy known as the basis trade, which involves the use of leverage to profit from the price gap between Treasury futures and the underlying cash market, borrowing in the repurchase market using U.S. Treasuries as collateral has soared in recent years to almost $3 trillion. And then finally, here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, U.S. steps up crackdown on illicit activity in crypto markets. Treasury aims to inject more transparency into opaque crypto mixing services following Hamas attack on Israel. U.S. authorities are stepping up their clampdown on cryptocurrency markets with new rules on opaque transactions as pressure grows in Washington to curb links between digital tokens and illicit financing following Hamas's attack on Israel. The Treasury Department said late on Thursday it planned to force more transparency on trades that pass through so-called crypto mixing services to combat what it called an, quote, an acute money laundering and national security risk, unquote. Mixers obscure the trail of crypto ownership and payments. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by...